Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everybody to the show, it's Real Talk. Panel full of open minds, giving you real thoughts. You always gonna get the realness. We all entitled to opinions, don't get in your feelings. The further assassins, breaking it down, we bring on an expert. We scroll through our history, here's some of our experts. May of 2013, marks the beginning. Passion and dedication, that was the engine. Shouts to Grip for producing the track. Pissing the recipe, and he came up with crack. Back to this Real Talk. You should really check us out, providing voices for the people. This is what we about. Bringing skilled and talented guests doing from different places. Hello, welcome, different views, different races. Hit the top, it's intriguing, we doing it. It's Real Talk Radio, the best ones doing it. Focusing on top instead of pick people's interest. Going deep, got people's faces frowning like incest. Can't rock out with us, you got a thin chest. We make our name hold weight, that's the bench press. If you're an up and comer, this is where to be. You're gonna get a good look, that's a guarantee. That is what we desire on. So if you think you're seriously funny, then you can ride along. Been podcasting for years with the veterans. There's one of those days we could be a medicine. Listen's got choices, it's all on them. Either check the store online or you can call on them. Doesn't matter your political views, you can call it how you see it. Say whatever you choose, there's no censor. It's all good when you rock with us. When they hear Real Talk, come chop it up. Conspiracy theories, Barbie, superstorms, online dating, that's the type that's really on. Why men cheat? Why women better at it? Why you blacks gotta witness so many foolish tragedies? Why you 30 still making twerk videos? Why narcissists victimizing want pity though? These are things that we all wanna know. Why you at the right place, cause we addressed it on the show. Models, actors, authors, rappers, singers, producers, atheists, pastors, shouts to supporters, helping us grow faster. It's all love, we embrace fellow podcasters. Sports, dating, family, politics. Other shows so they dig us, but won't acknowledge it. Acknowledge if it. We come together, we can make a union. It's Real Talk Radio. Tune in. 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 Tune in.
All right. Welcome to It's Real Talk Radio. Basically, right now, I'm going to just get into the conspiracy. We're going to talk about conspiracy theories. I was just adding something, so I'm about to go into it right now. Just adding something, adding the page. But anyway, here you go. Tonight on It's Real Talk Radio is the fourth installment of our conspiracy theories series. The first three were some of our best material, and tonight is no different, as we will be discussing censorship and population control. As some of you may know, Bobby G, me, has a new YouTube channel where I release new content on YouTube every Sunday. Well, on the third episode, YouTube flagged and banned my content because, you know, it had, because of some opposing views to the COVID-19 vaccine. And, you know, and I shared them. K-Real also put out some content about 9/11 on It's Real Talk Radio YouTube page, which was also banned. And YouTube's reason was they considered it hate speech. Yes, you heard right, hate speech. What we want to know is why can't people have opposing views without having their content banned? We've been, what has happened to Nick Cannon and his discussion with Professor Glitz and countless others. Now we understand that there's going to be a zero tolerance for acts of violence, and we agree with that stance. But if it isn't violent, people should be able to express their views, regardless of its popular belief or not. But times are changing, and media and social media are more sensitive than ever. This also ties into population control, because how do you control a population? Censorship is a nice start. Population control isn't just about keeping the population to a certain capacity so you can control them more effectively, but also controlling what they say, where they go, who they affiliate themselves with, and so on. For instance, jail can be a form of population control because everyone who's in jail isn't guilty. These are some of the points we'll be touching on tonight. So make sure you tune in because it's about to get real. And for you guys who want to, you can call in 563-999-3434. If you want to speak, just press 1. All right. So
always press 1 if you want to speak. If you don't press 1, we're not going to bring you on air. You have to press 1 if you want to speak.
You can just listen. You don't have to press 1.
Yeah, there's no pressure. If you want to speak, press 1. If you want to just call just to listen over the phone, just listen. Don't press nothing. It's all good.
Right,
we appreciate your call either way.
Yes, sir.
And with that said, you know, welcome to It's Real Talk Radio with Tabor and Bobby G. This is Conspiracy Theories Part 4, Censorship and Population Control. We felt that this was the right time to, you know, do this because we've been getting censored. You just heard Bobby read the introduction, and, you know, he's been censored, like, on his YouTube page, just putting out information of his views and thoughts on the COVID vaccine. But this ain't something he just assumed with no type of backing, no type of proof, no sources or anything. Like, he, you know, got information from his sources and recited the information, and people choose for themselves. And the thing about it that's crazy to me is, like, people think what they want. Like a person has the right to their own opinion, and you have the right to share that opinion. Like, what is the point of having a First Amendment right if you can't have free speech? You know, so you're trying to silence people by, because they know how important social media is to people, because some people, that's their income. Some people, if they get kicked off of YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, or whatever, they won't make money to feed their family. So they force you to watch what you say and go along and get along. I shout out to Call Me Brown. They force you to go along and get along in order to play ball. You know what I mean? And I'm just like, you know what I mean? Like, I think that's lame as hell because, you know, I thought one of the main moral principles that America stands for is freedom of speech. I mean, especially if you ask, like, you know, them real patriotic, like, right-wing Americans, especially them, you know, you always said, I'm talking about First Amendment right to say what they say and do what they do and all that stuff. So it's like, man, that's so lame. And it really just brings to light, like, where we are right now. You know what I mean? Like, they're controlling us through censorship. You know what I mean, Bobby?
Oh, man, that's a fact, man. And, you know, what I was saying, what, you know, my channel that got taken down the other day in week 3, you know,
well,
I was saying
not the channel, but the video.
The video, right. The video, excuse me, yeah. You know, it I was saying a fact about what's in, you know, the jab. I'm not even going to say it in the jab.
Just say allegedly. Just say allegedly, because, you know, this cancels.
Allegedly.
It's, yeah, because,
right,
you know,
okay. Yeah.
It cancels you so easily.
Yeah, I read something to the people about what they put in the vaccine. And, you know, talked about how it, and it says it all in the description, like all in the definition. And I just said the you know, what it does, and bam, I just got pulled, you know. They just didn't want me sharing that with the people like that. They didn't want people to focus on what the ingredients that they put in the vaccine. So they took it right off. And that's going to show that right there, censorship. That censorship, they pulled it, they say that they want to control what people are sharing. If you're sharing some real stuff that could mess up their bottom line, they're going to pull you. Just put it like that. It's maybe it's not what you say, it's how you say it. You're going to have to, it's like you're going to have to beat around the bush to get our point across on these platforms. Because if you come straight and, you know, like I said, they're not feeling it. You know, they're not feeling what you are. They don't like what you're saying to the people, what you're sharing with the people. They're going to remove your, you know, remove your page, remove your, you know, your whatever, you know, your video. So that was just crazy. I was shocked, man. That was my first time getting, you know, a video taken down, you know, from YouTube. And I was like, wow, you know, I was frustrated. I was upset. But then I was like, you know what? See what's happening. You know,
I thought that was your best content yet, to be honest. I thought you was in your bag for that one.
Wow. See that? And now, look, my best content, and it got pulled so far, you know, and it got pulled. So there you go. I must have been saying something while he pulled it. I must have been, it must have been some truth there. You know, I must have been saying something real.
I think they had like an algorithm that can recognize certain keywords, you know, like COVID-19 vaccine, or when you say stuff like don't take the vaccine or it's not good, anything that makes people think twice about taking a vaccine. It's like, because how can they have time to go through, monitor every video that's posted? But they're still able to, like, to minimize the amount of videos that get through that speak against the vaccine. That lets you know that they're using algorithms to be able to sort that stuff out.
Yeah.
There's no way they got many people in their staff that can hear all those videos, as many videos get posted on YouTube every second. You know what I mean? So they're using the technology.
And one thing I didn't do. Yeah, and I never told anyone, I'm never going to tell anyone, don't take the vaccine. I'm not going to tell people, don't take it. You know, I think that's a personal decision. I just don't want people to know what's in it, make the decision for themselves. You know, I'm letting people know, you know, what's in it. That's it, you know. So you'll be aware, because a lot of people don't look at don't read the labels. They don't look at the ingredients on anything. You know, they just... A lot of people, like, even with food, people just buy stuff because it tastes good. They don't look at what they put in their system. You know, people care more about taste than nutrition and health and things. That, you know, and that's just, it's the truth. We all know that. So, but with the vaccine, you know, I just wanted to share that people know, you know, this is in the vaccine. And you know what this does and what it, and why they're putting it in there. So, that's it.
I gotta say, man, shout out to BTR, because though I don't agree with necessarily everything, how things are run, there's some things that could be better, and I feel like if they would hear the community out and we had some type of way of being able to come to the table and saying, look, this is what we need to take it to the next level. We're the content creators. Like, we know, because we're the ones that create the content. We know what is missing that can take it to the next level and give us all a better opportunity to grow our podcast. You know what I mean? Grow our content. But with that said, at least with BTR, so far our freedom of speech has been protected. We have not had any videos pulled down. We talked about 9/11. We talked about the vaccine. We talked about anything. We even talked about the moon, the UFOs. You know, we talked about all types of stuff on here. Anything you can think of. And we have never been contacted by BTR saying they're pulling our content because it violates their policy. Never. So shout out to BTR for that. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, I decided to keep our premium account, because it's the one of the last platforms I could think of where you can speak your mind on a public platform, you know, not just type it, but speak it, and you don't have to, you know, worry about being censored. You don't have to worry about being canceled. You know what I mean? So this is important. Platforms like this is important. You know what I mean? We need it because we need our freedom of speech protected. You know what I mean? Like, we really do. I can't stress enough how important it is to have it protected, man. I really can't. So, yeah, shout out to BTR for for helping us protect our freedom of speech.
Yes, definitely shout out to BTR for that. You know, we need platforms like this where we can share our content without getting penalized. You know, we can say what we want to say on here, and we have never gotten any notifications from BTR about our content. So, excellent. Yep. So, regardless to what.
Yeah, for sure, because you know, the same thing happened to me about the 9/11 situation on YouTube. And they pulled my content for that. And it was only like less than 10 minutes. It was like just a few minutes, 7, 8 minutes, something like that. And it was just, you know, giving my take of 9/11.
Or 9/11. And
I'm talking about, I didn't go heavy into it, but I did give my opinions on it. And it was more about celebrating the innocent victims and the brave victims that went into those buildings to try to save people. You know what I mean? It was
and
just like acknowledging them. And it got pulled because some of the things I was saying was challenging what the media put out there of what exactly happened.
Okay.
And so because some of the things I was saying was challenging that, even though I didn't go into great detail because I kept it short, they pulled my content.
My school was a few blocks away from World Trade Center, BMCC, and it's still there. One of the buildings got destroyed by 9/11. So I was in Brooklyn at the time, and my son was in school in Manhattan. And he was in school. His mother took him to school from the Bronx, you know, drove him to school. You know, so he was in the Bronx. But I was in Brooklyn. And
well, you know what, Bobby?
I just
looked at the calendar. Next Tuesday is the 7th, and the week after that is the 14th. That would be past 9/11. So I feel like next week we should just cover 9/11. Because this is the 20-year anniversary. This is the 20-year anniversary. It happened September 11th, 2001, and this is going to be September 11th, 2021. So 20-year anniversary, we have to discuss 9/11. Then we can bring all of our evidence and views and all of that stuff, and we can get down to the nitty gritty.
I'll share that. I'll share that. Right. I'll speak on what, line 11 on what happened. On
yeah,
that
we can
week.
Get heavy into it.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll speak about that next week because I was there. Like, I literally was looking at it personally. Like, I was right there. Like, it wasn't TV or nothing like that. I was there. Like, so
wow.
A lot of stuff there. It was crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't.
Well,
like,
yeah,
next
week we'll definitely get into it.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Yeah, we'll get into that next week. But, yeah.
There's an article I wanted to read. I don't know much about it, but I thought it would be interesting to share on air. It's about freedom of speech. It's a freedom of speech for real. All new social media platform that allows you to leverage the power of email to interact with your community. With email being a privacy-protected medium, your data will not be censored by big tech. Apply to be a founding member. We are looking for active users to help us design, test, and offer feedback on the system while we are actively developing it. No censorship, no problem. We believe that there should be no media that we believe that there should be media that respects the freedom of speech, the freedom to listen, and the freedom to not listen. It's Denry, D-E-N-R-E-I. I'm going to just say Denry, will not review or regulate how you communicate with your followers. Your data is your own. Unlike many of the other mainstream social media platforms, we will not collect and sell your personal information. Exclusive membership-only content. Broadcasts can only be sent and received by other Denry users. You can also choose to approve or deny people from following your communications, providing the data privacy and control you deserve. How it works. Step one. Apply to join. Once we receive your application, we will send an invite to your email. Simply complete the registration process to create your account. Step two, set up email account. Configure your Denry email account with your email client of choice. We offer instructions for popular email applications. Step three, follow other members. Visit the community section and find other Denry members to follow who will post about the type of topics that you are interested in. Step four, begin broadcasting, compose an email in your email client, and send it to your username. Your email will instantly be sent to your Denry followers. That easy. Apply to join and help build better social media. We are looking for active users to help us design, test, and offer feedback on the system while we are actively developing it. Fill out the form below to apply, and we will email you with a registration link. So how do you think that sounds, Bobby?
It sounds like, to me, well, I'm mistaken, like they're trying, it sounds like something that's, it's like an in-house thing. It's like when a basketball team goes in the locker room and talk about what happened on the floor, on the court, amongst each other. But, you know, and it's kept amongst each other in a way. Am I correct? Like, you know, it's only other people that's on that platform that can communicate with each other. What you think?
I think they're mostly saying, like, your freedom of speech is protected here. Like, we're not going to monitor, censor, but, I mean, you have to somewhat do it because you got to make sure people ain't, you know, being, like, threatening. You got to make sure, like, nobody's saying, I'm a shoot you or I'm a, you know, F you up. You know what I mean? So as long as there's nothing
right.
like that,
yeah.
I don't
yeah.
care. Listen, I'm a black man, proud black man. There could be someone saying, I hate black people. As much as that
mm-hmm.
bothers me, guess what? That's their right. Like, I wouldn't even say poet. Like, they can voice that. I mean, I ain't going to like it. I might say I hate you too. But I don't think that a person should be, you know, not be able to speak their mind as long as it's not it's not like a terroristic type of threat. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's a serious problem. That's a serious problem in this country, it's a serious, serious problem. It's getting worse and worse. Every major social media platform is starting to get more strict with silencing us through censorship. And how long do we tolerate this before we say no? Like, you know what I mean? At some point, we might have to just boycott. Like, look, y'all going to keep, like, banning us, putting us in Facebook jail, and, you know, what happened to Boosie? Didn't Boosie get kicked off of Instagram?
Right. Yeah.
They say he kicked him off of Instagram. Like, he can't get on Instagram. He got millions of followers, and he can't get on Instagram because, I don't know, he was getting himself in trouble. Right? Now, I don't know, he did say, might not be the best example, he did say something about Lil Nas X. Remember he said if he seen him do that or try to get naked in front of and do something with a man on stage, that he would, like, drag him off and F him up and stuff. But
right.
I don't know. I don't know where he was coming from, but, you know, you definitely can't make no types of threats of violence. You just can't. You can't because that's when they – now they can, like, legally they can do that, and you can't, what can you say at that point? So we got to watch the terroristic threats, like, you know what I mean? Like, no violence. Mm-hmm. But other than violence, now we can say we'll fight fire with fire. You got a right to do that. But as far as initiating violence and initiating an extreme hatred that would lead to violence, I mean extreme, not I don't like somebody, but like, I hope something happens to you. Even if they don't say, I'll do it myself, they say, I wish death on you. I don't think that should be tolerated. But I don't like you because you did this, or you act like that, should be protected. Or I think this happened, not what the media said, should be protected. I feel like that happened. I got the proof. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I think the vaccine is killing people. I'm not saying that. I'm saying hypothetically speaking. For somebody to say that, they should... they should have the right to say that, and then they said it, and, you know what I mean? It looks like we got
they
Joe.
They have the right to say that, yeah.
Like we got Joe in the building. What's good with it, Joe?
Well, now, Tay, Bobby, you guys are getting better. Yo, I only had to wait a half an hour.
I just saw you.
I'm only kidding.
I love you waiting.
I'm only
kidding. My apologies if you waited long, but I have walked away from
the computer. No, I'm only kidding. I only had to wait a few minutes. That's all. I had to wait about five or 6 minutes. I just got here.
How's everything? How's everything, Joe?
Everything is fine. Everything is fine. You know, except I keep thinking that you guys saying, oh, shit, Joe's here, because every time I recommend a show, and I'm sure that if you go to it, it never pops up, right? So... did you go to the show that I recommended on Sunday that didn't pop up?
Oh.
It didn't pop up.
Yeah, it is starting to be a trend.
Yeah, it is. But he's been around the past 2 weeks, and the last show was good. He was talking about side chicks and stuff like that. But I missed your show a couple of times because I guess I forgot that you guys – also like politics instead of relationships. So I bypassed your show the past few weeks. And then I remembered that the name of your show is Real Talk Radio. And now I see that, I'm reminded that you guys also like politics like I do. So right now you're talking about censorship and threats and stuff like that, huh?
Yes.
Correct.
Well,
yeah,
okay,
about,
now that's your thoughts.
Yeah. Right.
What were you going to say, Bobby?
Oh, we're talking about, you know, how we, you know, got our shows pulled. Like, I had got a show pulled on the YouTube channel.
You did?
Three of my thing. Yeah, my, you know, YouTube videos that I post every Sunday. And, you know, I was speaking about what's in the, something that's in the vaccine, and they pulled it.
Mm-hmm.
They pulled it. So
holy
they
shit.
Said that, yeah, they pulled the show, but we shared it in the link on the following BTR. On the follow, yeah. We shared it Yeah, we shared it on VTR. So any that show can still be listened to if they go back to a couple weeks back. What show was that, say?
It was like the third episode of your show, your podcast
on YouTube.
2 or 3 weeks
ago.
Real Talk with Bobby G.
You can still hear it. Yeah.
So,
what about you,
Dave?
Did
like,
they pull
about
show?
That. Yeah, and they did the same thing to me when I was speaking about 9/11 and some of the, you know, the evidence that the media doesn't talk about. And they pulled my show, my content, and said it was hate speech. Like I said, I'm going to hurt somebody. I'm like, how is this hate speech? They called it hate speech, and they pulled it. And they are really silencing us, censoring us, and silencing us, and taking away our voices. And that is extremely dangerous because, you know, if they take away our voices, it's like, what do we have left? You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. I mean,
like,
you know,
really trying to enslave us. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. If everybody's censored, then nobody can talk to one another. If you can't talk to one another, you can't formulate plans on what to do to fight back. That's one of the reasons why they do it.
Exactly.
Okay? Now, the censorship that they're manifesting as a libertarian, under certain circumstances, it would be very – it's dangerous, like you say, Tay, but they would have the right to do it, except that it's not – but those circumstances don't exist now. And the reason why is because the government said to Facebook and to Google and to YouTube, they said let me reverse it. Google, Facebook, and YouTube said to the government that they were just going to be a platform, that anybody can come, anybody can say anything. So as a result, the government said, okay, no problem, it's free speech, we're not going to interfere. But when these three entities in particular got very, very large, they started practicing censorship. Then some people in Congress, they weren't serious about it. They were just putting out a big dog and pony fucking show. But at least they brought it out to the public's attention that if you as a platform were going to allow people to say everything and now you are censoring especially only the right, then you're not just a platform, you're a publisher. And as a publisher, you are subject to the laws under under Congress. You no longer have this free speech to censor because as a publisher, you are saying, I am biased. So when you say, I am biased, then people can point to you and say, okay, look at Facebook, look at Google, look at YouTube. They are scum because they admit they're biased. But if they're going to continue with this, I'm just a platform business, then they can assume and try to make people believe that they're doing the right thing, that everything that's being said and that they censor is misinformation. But it's not misinformation. It's just something which Google, YouTube, Facebook want to censor because, as far as I'm concerned, they're Marxists. They're communists. They're doing everything to bring down America. It's very dangerous.
Yes, it's like some of the dictatorship.
Dictatorship, exactly.
They're controlling. Yeah, they want to control everything now, like everything we do. And like you said, Joe, if we can't communicate with each other, how can we get better as a people? How can we formulate plans to make things better for us?
And how will we be able to stand against the establishment? How? We can't communicate. We need some type of way to be able to communicate with each other to stay synchronized, like, all right, this is going on. This ain't, we ain't going for this. We're not going for that. I feel like at this point, we have to remove the Democrat, Republican, red, blue thing and just be citizens, Americans at that point. Like, all right, look, forget what side of the spectrum you represent. Let's just be people for a minute and let's try to make sure that, you know, we don't end up like, you know, just like not having our voices and really just become just like enslaved, basically. I don't know no other way to say it. You know what I mean? Like, a person shouldn't be forced like a person shouldn't be forced to take a vaccine. It's like they're trying to like almost force people. They should not be forced to do it. I was reading like some of the paperwork from my son's school, and like they already are forcing the children to take COVID tests. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I feel like what's coming next is they're going to like try to force you the vaccine on your children as well. And keep in mind, this is still all new. We still don't understand what the long-term effects could be from the vaccine. Now you got your 3, 4, 5-year-olds taking it, and it's just like, if you don't want that, you should not be forced to do it. You should, and you speaking against that shouldn't get you banned. It shouldn't jeopardize your job. And some people's jobs is going on social media, their YouTube channels, their Instagrams, their Facebook to talk about things. But if they talk about this, they'll get flagged, banned. They'll eventually get their account deleted if they keep doing it. So if you go and look on YouTube, now years ago, you could go and look on YouTube at anything that was put out by the government or the establishment or anybody. You would see a counter argument on the other side that you could easily pull up. But now, if you go up and you pull up like COVID-19 vaccine and scroll down, all you're going to see is about why it's good, why you need it. You're not going to see many arguments. You're not going to see the other side, you know? It's going to be hard to find it. I tried. Like, it might be there a little bit, but it's going to be extremely hard. They are censoring people. They're telling people's pages, banning people's channels. It's crazy.
I found it yesterday. Yeah. I found out, you know, the other side of the vaccines and how the vaccines are dangerous. I found it on YouTube. I was told the same thing, that if you go on YouTube, mainly like 99% of the information there is going to be pro-vaccine. They're going to pull you off if you're anti-vaccine. But I found people who were against it. The thing is, even if you can't find it on YouTube, you can find it on Rumble, or you can find it on band.video. Band, B-A-N-N-E-D, band, dot video. Dot com. So Bobby, you already know
dot
that.
Video.
So you could, no. Yeah, band, dot video. Yeah.
Yeah. You got it.
And that's Joe. Right, that's Jones's videos. Or Rumble, you can find a lot of stuff there. You've also got Gag, Telegram, and some of the others. I don't join social media. I remember reading years ago in the New York Times how the NSA was always spying on us. And I figured, my intuition told me that years ago, the government went to the big bells. And they went to them and they said, can you give us your client list? The big bells, the telephone companies, they said no. So what did the government do? They subpoenaed them. So if they did that, I figured, you know what? Facebook is collecting a lot of information. Google has suspicions about YouTube. I don't want to be on social media. I don't want to type. So I didn't want my information to be spread out, you know, and captured by the government. And then come to find out, yeah, it is. The government knows, you know how much the government knows about each of us individually? They've got computers which have us and databases taking up trillions of bytes that have information about us so that they know, they think that they know what we would do under certain circumstances.
Right.
This is a dictatorship we're living under. We just don't know it yet because we don't have a bayonet up our ass. But we've got these mask mandates and these lockdowns. And the vaccine's the killer. The vaccine is there to kill you, period.
Yep. Sorry to say, but yeah. A lot of people already died from the vaccine. And also, it doesn't really matter which company. It doesn't matter if it's Johnson & Johnson, Moderna.
Right.
I mean, some may be easier to deal with than other companies, but they all do, it's all the same. They all have the same chemicals, the same ingredients, and you know, it's a form of control. You know, it's a way to control and manipulate.
Yeah,
and they can manipulate your DNA. You know, that's mm-hmm. what they can do. Manipulate your DNA with what they have in there. You know, with that, you know, that technology. They got technology in it. Just put it like that. I'm not gonna,
you mean the nanotechnology?
They have technology in it. They have chips in the
The nanotechnology,
and that's what I was talking about, and it got pulled from you.
That's the concept that they pulled. When Bobby was talking about that right there, that's when they pulled it. They pulled this video, man.
That's when they pulled. When I talk about nanotechnology and
COVID-19,
yeah, that's when they pulled it. Yeah, because I was talking. Look, you just said they got nanotechnology in it. I didn't. You already knew. And that's what. I went and Googled nanotechnology from. And I think I put either Wikipedia or one of those definitions of it, and I read it to the people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I read I didn't say anything. You know, I read something from a Wikipedia article. I didn't say anything from on my own. I said, and I read it twice, the definition of what it does,
mm-hmm.
and I got it.
Right.
Got pulled. Yeah, that's what I want you to let people know what's in there. You know, that manipulates your DNA and control you. If you control. That's what nanotechnology is. It control, it's, you know, it's a technology that can manipulate your atoms and the DNA. So they can manipulate that. They can manipulate you. So that's what I was. That's the only point I was saying. And another thing people don't know, you may know, Joe, these towers, these 5G towers has a lot to do
all the 5G?
With
yeah.
All the 5G towers have a lot to do with that nanotechnology. You know, they was doing a mm-hmm. test the other day, on a couple weeks ago, with the 5G towers. You know, they turned them off, turned them on, something. They was testing it, but it has a lot to do. They're going to be using that to control the nanotechnology that's in the vaccines. So, well, I'm going to do more research before I speak more on that. But yeah, so it has a lot. It's a big. You know, it goes hand in hand. It works together. The 5G towers.
Yeah,
there's an
intertwining between the cell towers, 5G, and the nanotechnology.
And
it's not only there to control you. Huh?
The Delta. You said the Delta Tower, the Delta 5G Tower, the one that's called Delta. And what that has now? Does that have something to do with the Delta variant that you were talking about? Is that coming from the Delta 5G tower that's named Delta? Because they have a 5G tower that's named Delta.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Yeah,
but
they have
would,
a 5G
I
tower
wouldn't doubt
called
it.
Delta. Yeah.
I
so,
wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah. People think it's a virus, but it's probably just radiation. Yeah. It's the radiation. The higher the radiation.
Yeah.
You know, that's from ever since the 5G towers came out, if you notice, COVID came out at the same time. You know, they both came out when they started turning on the 5G towers. So that's something else I think about, too. Like, you know, people should, you know, don't believe me. Just go and look into it and research it for yourself. You know,
yeah.
I tell everybody, man, go look into it. Yeah, get your own.
The 5G.
Yeah.
The 5G, the microwave radiation is supposed to be of the type that's supposed to simulate the COVID reactions. People who, they say that the people, there are some people who have come down or they, you know, they've been diagnosed as coming down with COVID, but what they actually were afflicted with was the 5G radiation. People say that's 5G radiation. Yeah, you know,
it makes
I don't
you
know
feel
if
like
you
have
wrote
a
about
virus,
that, Bobby.
The 5G radiation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. See, you're saying it. So you knew about it yourself.
I heard about it, sure. And it's killing you by remote control. Can you imagine that?
Remote control.
It's
killing us. Yep.
Yeah.
Radiation. And that's why I tell people to start taking care of your hormones by taking, you know, nascent iodine, seaweed, stuff like that will help, you know, it helps protect your hormones from radiation. Because we get more and more radiation in our bodies every day, you know. Look at all these people that work in television, the news, and they always, a lot of them, and people in sports casting. And if you notice, how come a lot of them die from cancer, from all that radiation up in the studios every day, being filmed and recorded, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just something I noticed over the years. They all seem to have the same cancer.
I never thought about that, Bobby. Yeah.
Yeah, newscasters, sportscasters, they all, a lot of them pass away from the same cancer from being exposed to all that radiation inside for years. So I just, you know, that's just something I thought about, and I was wanting to share that with you guys. Think about it. Radiation messing people up. Yeah. All this technology, sometimes you got to cut all this technology stuff off. Sometimes you got to, at night, cut off your phone, cut off your smart TV, cut off stuff, and just, you know, cut the radiation off for a while, you know, getting all up in your system. So, yeah. So.
You know what I think of the eventual purpose?
I think the
eventual purpose of 5G is to make it so powerful, maybe even to make it 6G, 7G, is that they can go up into the stratosphere using satellites or space shuttle type of aircraft, and then just depopulate a population from the air. Have a ray gun come down, you know, shoot a ray down on, I don't care what country.
A population of people.
Pick a country.
Right, I got you.
And just shoot the ray gun, and then the people die. You know, no nuclear fallout, no ICBMs, no having to worry about nuclear weapons. You just pull the trigger, the solar gun blasts a ray or a bunch of rays of radiation, and all of a sudden, a country dies in a few minutes.
Yeah.
Right? Without a shot.
It's like you stepped into a microwave.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen movies when someone gets put in the microwave and they just explode?
No, I haven't seen any of them. No.
Yeah. Yep. So that's,
you know, it's crazy that
Alex
Jones was talking about. I remember him talking about like the 5G and all that stuff. And man, this Alex, he's a great example of censorship and silencing people. In taking away their voice, you know what I mean? If they're reaching a lot of people. And I don't agree with everything Alex Jones said, but I can honestly sit here and say that some of that stuff that he said, he had receipts. And it's all about receipts. Mm-hmm. And he had receipts on some of that stuff he was talking about. And it's like, that's crazy that, you know, that big of a platform, that many people that he could reach, and they got together and they conspired on that man to take away his voice. And a lot of people don't even know how, because most people was watching him on YouTube, so a lot of people don't even know how to follow Alex Jones now.
Yeah, well, he just, Bill just said it, go to band.video, and you can watch Alex Jones again on that. Yeah, band.video.
I have it, band.video.
Yeah.
Yeah, BANNED.video. You have the videos up there. Or you can, I download his podcast, his audio podcast, because they only take up a little bit of a footprint. If you download any of his videos, that's gonna take up like 300 megabytes, and it'll take a fucking hour to download. So I don't download the videos. It's the same stuff that's on his podcast anyway. So I download the podcast. You know, but Alex Jones was predicting this stuff 10 years ago. He played some clips of when he was predicting this 10 years ago. It was the same stuff. He was talking about a virus and a vaccine.
Right.
Huh? What, Bobby?
Yeah. He said, I wish I would have took his advice back in like 2008 or something like that and jumped on those Bitcoins when it was like $100 a coin or something like that, you know. And now, you know how much Bitcoin is now? It's like, it's around 40,000 or something like that. It's up there. Ever since
it went down recently. Yeah.
Yeah, it's closing in on like $50,000. And that's if you had a couple of them.
If you had 15, what happened was a guy that he knows, Max Steiger, I forget his last name, Max somebody or other. He used to come on the show on a regular basis. He's a guy that did something with the stock market. Anyway, he was a prodigy. Anyway, he was willing about 5 years ago to give Alex Jones $10,000 worth of Bitcoin. So one day I was listening to him when Max was on the show, and Max said, Alex, do you know how much those Bitcoins would be worth now? And Alex says, yeah, they'd be worth $550 million.
Wow.
Jeez.
Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if I would have bought some and held on to it till now, one coin is like going closing on
55.
Yeah, one coin. So imagine if you would have, I would have had a couple of coins back then. Could have been, you know, 6-7 figures right now. Yeah, 7 figures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the story about the guy who he had a bunch of Bitcoin on his computer, right? So he moves out of his house, and so he takes his stuff with him except for the computer. He throws the computer out, and he forgot he had the Bitcoins on him. So then when he remembered, it was too late because, you know, the garbage was picked up and went to a landfill. He spent like $1 million to try to recover that goddamn computer. And I don't blame him. I don't know if he ever found it. It would have been worth something like $20 million, you know, if he found it.
Wow. That's something. Yeah, because they use a lot of electricity and computers because it's mine. It's mining. It's what they call mining. To make those coins. Yeah. Well, with the Bitcoins. Yeah. So, wow.
Mm.
So he threw his computer out and forgot he had Bitcoins on it.
He had the fucking Bitcoins. I mean, he only had like maybe $1,000 worth of something like that, but they were worth like $20 million. And he hired these people to dig in the landfill to look for his garbage bag.
That's like looking for a needle in a haystack.
Right. I don't blame him though. I would do the same thing. I would spend $2 million to try to find $20 million.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. You know?
Yep.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck.
That is something. Yeah, it's so crazy right now what's going on with the censorship, man. You know, it's just
that thing. You and Tay summed it up. It's fucking dangerous. It's against, well, it's not against the First Amendment, but it's still against liberty. Because these guys are deliberately censoring the other side to make sure that nobody hears the other side. They're that big. Facebook has something like a billion members on Facebook. A billion. That's 1/6 of the world's population.
That's insane.
That's
wow.
A hell of a lot of fucking people. Right. 1/6. So can you imagine? They're trying to make sure that half of that 1/6, 500 million people, don't get information that they don't like. That's insane. I don't call it insane, though. I call it, they're doing it on purpose. They're doing it in a way to bring down America. I think this is warfare.
You can say
I'm with Alex Jones.
It's not insane. It's sinister. That's what it is. It's sinister.
That's exactly right. It is done with a very sinister, nefarious purpose.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sick of it.
That platform you were talking about, Tay, this is why people probably should just go ahead and start jumping on it.
Yeah, you got to try the different, new platforms that's not in bid with, like, big corp. You know what I mean? That's not in bed with all these mainstream agencies.
Well, there's a couple of them.
We need them.
You got
Telegram,
you got...
You need to know.
Yeah, you got Telegram, you got Gab, and you got Mike Lindell's website. I think it's called Frank Speech.
Okay. Everybody, y'all hear that, right? Make notes.
Yep.
Make notes. If you want to, you know, you don't want to be silenced. Because I remember, they went to court about that. But you were talking about, Joe, about, like, the whole thing about is it the, you know, the First Amendment protected?
Yeah.
They went to court about that. Yep, they sure did.
Yeah, people sued them. I don't know if the people who sued them won the case or not. I hope they do. But that's exactly. But see, Congress isn't going to allow that to happen. Congress wants them to be who they are, the censors, because Congress is nothing more than a bunch of fucking communists. That's the Democrats and the Republicans. If we had honest people, I guarantee you, if we had 10 honest people in Republicans, 10 honest people in the Democrats, we wouldn't have all the bullshit we have today, because the 10 honest people would always say no to these fucking bills and always hold things up, you know? But no, the fucking Congress is our worst enemy. Congress passes laws that are detrimental to the life and the liberties of every American in the USA. They are traitorous scum. They talk a good game. They always blame the other side. But then how come they don't do something about it? They talk. If it weren't for the Democrats, yada, yada, yada. Well, if it weren't for the Republicans, yada, yada, yada. Well, get your asses together to make sure that the bills that are necessary for Americans to enjoy life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that the bills get passed. Stop all the bullshit.
Right.
But they're just fucking traitorous scum.
Pretty much. I was looking at platforms that doesn't censor, and I see something. There's an app for, it says WPDE.com. Oh, no, that's one. It's an app that doesn't censor users. See almost 1 million new downloads after election. So let me see. Looking to is that the name of the app? Let me see. Hold on. They're talking about how, you know.
Hey, when are you guys coming on my show on Saturday?
Parler. P-A-R-L-E-R.
Oh, Parler too, right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, P-A-R-L-E-R.
L-E-R, yeah.
Yeah, P-A-R-L-E-R. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I want to, look into that. We can start sharing content on that, and without being censored, you can just start going. I'll go there and start looking at some more sites to share with you guys. But,
So when are you guys coming on my Saturday show? That's when are you guys coming on my Saturday show? It's not my show, but I've been going there to that show, and the only time it hasn't shown up was something like once in the last 2 years. It's a bunch of conservatives. We talk about. It's called Beyond the Mainstream on Saturdays, 9 p.m. Beyond the Mainstream.
I got that one. Yeah.
All
right. Yeah.
So,
what time is it again?
You know, if you guys have time. Say what, Bobby?
What time is it? You said Beyond the Mainstream. What time it starts? What day and time?
Yeah. Saturdays, 9 p.m. Eastern.
Oh, okay. I got the number in here. 347-324-3752. Right.
Yep, that's it.
All right. Yeah, so I see. I took it down just right in my phone. I just didn't have the time, but it's in my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, if you guys have the time. Did you hear what the broad? Remember when you went to that that broad show because I recommended it? That chick named Earlene.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah.
She dogged you. She dogged you guys out. She dogged me out even worse. But she dogged you guys just for showing up.
That's hilarious. All I can say is God bless her, man. That's all I can say.
I ain't even go back to listen funny. To it. I ain't gonna sweat. Yeah, whatever. But yeah, I remember when you told us back. Yeah.
Yeah, it was funny. Oh, jeez. Oh, fuck. But this show, you would like the Saturday show if you guys have time. I figure maybe more people may have time now because of the fucking pandemic. Because I used to go out on Saturdays and haven't gone out on a Saturday in a long time. Since the pandemic.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
All my social organizations that I go to when they sponsor dancing, there's about three of them that sponsor dances every month. So I have a choice of three or four dances every month to go to. But with the pandemic, they've been shut down. So, you know, eh.
Yes. It's still, even though things are open, it's like we're still going through this pandemic thing.
Yeah.
And here in New York, I think since the August 16th, what they did was now, like, certain restaurants and movie theaters and gyms, it's in New York City. If you're not vaccinated, you can't go in.
Oh, yeah.
I heard that.
Can't go in. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Why don't you just say if you're not vaccinated, then you just have to wear a mask. Why would you say you can't come in? You have to be. See, they're trying to force pressure people.
It's trying to put pressure on people.
We're going
to
make life as uncomfortable for you as possible if you don't get
exactly.
vaccinated.
Exactly.
You're
crazy. Not with the go-along, get-along game.
Exactly.
It's a
damn shame, man.
They didn't make it.
They're doing
it to
people.
But it's like they're doing it in a subtle way to try to mandate you to go get vaccinated. Like, you know, even free concerts. There was some free hip-hop concerts this summer, right, in the five boroughs, like one in each borough. And every free concert, this is by the New York City Parks Department, you had to be vaccinated to go, or you wouldn't be able to get in and watch the old school rappers. You know, a lot of old school rappers from New York perform in their old boroughs, like the Staten Island rappers, like Wu-Tang Clan. They perform, certain rappers perform in their park and then in their borough. And Brooklyn had rappers, you know, every borough, the Bronx, Queens, Staten Island, you know, Bronx, Queens, the five boroughs, Brooklyn, Manhattan, but you had to, you know, be vaccinated to get in. So I was like, that's what
I wanted to go too.
They
had a concert in Grand Central Park in New York City, and you had to be vaccinated to get in there to see the Woo Foo, Woo Too, or whatever the name of that fucker
was. Right. That's exactly what I'm saying. Oh, you're talking about Central Park?
Mm-hmm.
Central Park, you're having a zoo, right.
It's called Central Park, right? It's called Central
Park
in New York. Yeah.
In Manhattan,
And
they had the free concert.
It's crazy.
They're
going to keep finding ways. They're going to make it to the point where the kids can't even go to school. The kids are going to have to go to school online if they're not vaccinated. I think it's going to get to that point. Because I was reading the paperwork that they send in. And I'm like, damn, this is crazy. Mandatory COVID tests. What if you don't want them giving your kids COVID tests every week? Oh, well, deal with it. That's what they're going to say. And then they say, this is what they say, right? They say, well, if you don't want your kid to get a COVID test and you want to, you reject it, right? Well, then you have to sign right here. But even if you sign this and you give a religious, you have to give a religious reason as to why.
Yeah.
Like a religious reason or like a medical reason or something. But definitely
religious. You can be an example of a religious or a medical reason for vaccinations, right?
But even if you do, even if you choose that, they say then they're going to recommend you to one of the other organizations that gives the test, and you're going to have to go through that organization and still get the test. I said, what? So you already know. They're doing that. You already know what's next. Mandatory vaccines, because we've been having too many COVID breakouts, so mandatory vaccines for the kids, or your kid gonna have to go online. And they know parents got to get to work, so a lot of people, they can't, if their children are young and they need to be supervised, they ain't going to be able to let them go online, so they need to get back to work, so they're going to pressure people. A lot of people are going to bite the bullet and say, yeah, you know what, I got to make money. or I need my kid to school, or I'm going to just do it, you know? So they're really trying to pressure
people.
That's
right. And here's the funny thing about it. When it comes to COVID, COVID has practically no effect on children, or let's say a young adult below the age of 16, I believe, because the rate of vaccination, or the rate of infection, is something like 0.0001%. In other words, it's better than 1 in 1,000,000. So to go to school for your 5-year-old, 10-year-old, 14-year-old to catch COVID is damn near impossible. So what people have been saying, and they sued the CDC for this, they've said, hey, Fauci, why are you telling these kids to get vaccinated against a disease that's virtually impossible for them to catch? And if they catch it, then the rate of death is 0.0001%. It is less than the flu. It is less dangerous for these kids than to have tuberculosis or to have some of the other contagious disease. But they want the kids vaccinated. And they want them vaccinated out of control. They want to kill everybody. That's my opinion.
It boils down to depopulating the planet. All this stuff is to depopulate and still take out a mass. They want to kill, I would say, they want to take out 75% of the population. They want to take out at least 75. I heard more, but I first heard 75.
They don't want 7 billion people on the planet. I can tell you that much. They definitely don't want 7 billion people on the planet.
They don't want 7 billion people on the planet.
And I do think that COVID is definitely a conspired way to definitely help depopulate the planet.
This is why I feel that it was created and put out there. This thing didn't just—it was created to kill people, and but on a scientific way, it's like a covert mini. It's like a war. It's like an undercover war against people, against humanity, and they don't instead of just coming out with a bomb or coming out and blowing people up with a nuclear weapon. They're doing it scientifically with these COVID vaccine, you know, with these viruses and stuff. That's all they're doing. They're doing it.
And then eventually it's going to be something else, and then it's going to be something else. You know what I mean? And they tried different things. You know, when the Spanish flu, the SARS, they tried different things. You know. It's like, okay,
yeah,
that's up to Andy now.
In the name of viruses. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is why people need to get together. I'm sorry to say that. People need to, we know where it's coming from and who's behind it, but we don't get together to go at them. That's what kills me with people. You know, people don't want to, they want to act like, you know, it's the government, this and that, whatever. This and that. So they forget the government. These are human beings. That's trying to control and to take out the population. They can get it. People can get together just like when a lot of these countries can get overturned. You know, the CDC needs to get, you know, we need to make them do the right thing. That's what it boils down to. I feel like it really needs to be a civil war. Like, we need to stop.
People have been talking about that for a while. A lot of people think that's going to happen sometime in the near future.
If we really care about our families and kids, we need to get at these people. Simple as, we need to get together. We got to be formed. We got to, you know, transform like Voltron and get together as a team, as one, unite. That's the only way you're going to be able to do it. You know?
Mm-hmm. People have been talking about that and about a civil war. I hope it doesn't come to that, because if it does, then the American people lose. You see, back in 1860, the Confederacy and the Union, they were all prepared. They had cannons, they had muskets, they had horses, they had generals, they had West Point, they had training facilities, they had everything all mapped
out. Ellis Island.
If this is Civil War. Huh?
No, I said Ellis Island, New York, Ellis Island.
Oh, Ellis Island. For the refugees?
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, right now, who's united? Who are the generals, right? who's going to lead the Civil War? You know how long a Civil War would last? No longer than a week. Even with,
exactly.
Even if the Hell's Angels and the other bikers got together, even if the militias got together. And the reason why is because they don't have helicopters, they don't have tanks, they don't have control of the satellite, and they don't have drones. And even if they had control of some of them, they would run out of ammunition in about a week. So if there's a civil war, America loses. The politicians or anybody, everybody should do something. Somebody should do something in order to make sure that the civil war doesn't come. There are organizations that are out there. There's one in Arizona which says that it's making progress. I don't know about the others. I don't know if there are too many others. But there are people who are always talking about what's going on. But you know, so many Americans keep believing the mainstream media, and they keep believing Congress. They don't think that Congress is going to do anything to them. They don't think Congress will hurt them. They're going to be so sorry in the end.
Well, let's put it like this. Anyone who's behind what's going on with COVID, anybody that's behind what's going on with anyone who wants to take out a major population of the planet, these are the people who I guess we need to go after, even if it's not a civil war. That's all. The people who's doing this, who's trying to do this, Monsanto, with the GMO, like, that's me. Look,
right.
Monsanto is banned in certain places. Like, he can't even, certain countries don't allow Monsanto products to get put in their country. But America is letting them do it because America wants to take out their people. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, anybody like that, anything that's with Monsanto and with destroying the American people, that's who we need to come out. That's what we got to do. Just figure out who and get at them.
Yeah, big pharma too. I mean, the vaccine makers.
Big pharma too.
They're the ones
we need to shut them down.
Yeah.
Right. Any government, any who wants to try to mandate vaccines or mandate any type of. Just like Bloomberg, he mandated people to take the flu shot, you know, like certain people who work, like nurses and people who work in home health aides, and certain, depending on your position, you know, they make people take flu shot. I go to my doctor, when I go to my doctor for whatever reason, checkup or whatever, she always tells me, oh, hey, Rob, did you get your flu shot? Or now she says, did you get your vaccine? I say, stop asking me that because you're going to know what I'm going to say every time. Please, stop asking me the same thing every time I go there. You know I'm going to tell you no. I didn't get it, and I'm not planning on getting it. So stop asking me the same thing, you know? So
you know what he's done in California?
Oh, what was that? Sorry.
To the doctor. You know what they did to the doctors in California? They told the doctors. They said to the doctors, if you cannot exempt more than 5 people from taking the vaccine. If you do, then your license is going to come under review, which means that your license is going to be taken away. So the doctors, in order to make sure, you know, they spent hundreds of thousands of dollars to get their education. They're spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on insurance and everything. They spent 12 years to become a doctor. So you know what they're going to do? They're not going to say, well, I'm standing up for my patient. Yeah, of course. They're going to say, oh, here, Charlie. Oh, you want the, I think you should take the vaccine. Hey, Doc, how safe is it? It's very safe. It only killed 1,000 people. Don't worry.
Yeah, and you're right.
That's what they're going to do.
They think it's about the bottom line, and it's money. There goes people are doing what they feel they need to do because they got to pay, they got bills to pay, they need the money. So these doctors, do you remember when a lot of people were supposed to be getting hospitalized for COVID? They got paid, $13,000 just to diagnose somebody with COVID-19, and then if a person got put on a ventilator, they got a lot more. I forgot the number for that, but they got paid a lot.
They
more.
They got a lot more. Put,
yeah. So it was a lot of money for them to diagnose someone with COVID-19, and then more money to put them on the ventilator system. I forgot. It was a way bigger number. Yeah,
I heard, now I don't know if this is true. Yeah, I heard they got $89,000 if somebody died and they put on the death certificate, died from COVID.
See, I didn't know that. $89,000 if they said the person died
that's
from
what
COVID.
I didn't read it. That's what somebody told me. That
someone
seems to me to be a lot of money.
Yeah, unbelievable. Yeah. Those doctors were getting paid.
Yeah.
A lot of these doctors, they come in from the suburbs.
Oh, they
come
fucking
into
doctors.
The area and
right.
to the, I guess, to the urban areas, and just they don't care about the urban areas. They live in
they
the
don't
area, the suburbs. They don't care about people. They come with the white suits
they
and make you think they care
people.
About your life. They don't care if you live or die.
Oh, I'm glad you said that, Bobby, because you reminded me of the show that you had, you guys had about 2 weeks ago, when you were talking about how you would go into a store and the store clerks, they, you know, they weren't treating older people, or, you know, people beyond the age of 45, that they were just acting, the women cashiers, they were acting very indifferently. But when it came to, like, younger people, they were acting very, very nicely. But when it came to people beyond 45 or 50, they acted like you weren't even there. You remember when that part of the show that you guys were talking about? You just reminded me of it now. Because these doctors have a God complex. They don't care about anybody. I don't care who you are. They all think they're God. They all like to boss you around. They, you know, and the nurses and the patients say, oh, thank you, doctor. Thank you, doctor. Fuck the doctors. You know how many medicines they prescribe that don't even work?
Yes.
The FDA had a recall.
More money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's all.
Yeah. If you got insurance.
Not to mention,
when you
check out, by the time you look at all the list of side effects, you'd be like, damn, it's more risk from the side effects than the illness.
And that's another thing. Yeah, I'm glad you said that. Like, they got pills that's supposed to treat one so something, but then it can cause death. It can cause death, blindness, all kinds of other stuff. But it'll cure your upset stomach. I'm like, what the? I'm not taking this. It ain't that serious, man. It's not that serious.
I know.
I always laugh when I see someone.
Me too. You guys just reminded me of when I was on the internet and I was watching some commercial. From a TV show I was watching from, I guess maybe a year ago or so. And they have all these goofy commercials on the internet. And then some of the commercials are about these drugs. And they say, well, this drug is very, very good for acid reflux. But you shouldn't take it if you're alive. Because if you do, if you're alive, you shouldn't take it. Because, you know, you could die. You know, your acid reflux will be cured, but if your dick falls off, well, okay, that's part of the problem.
Right.
Exactly.
That's crazy. I don't know. Some medicines ain't right, too. Like, I think, like, you know, it's way bigger. Like, because the COVID vaccine thing is a big thing because everybody is involved because anybody can catch COVID, so we're all exposed to it. But through the medicine, they've been like utilizing those medicines. Like I'm telling you, some of those medicines, allegedly, some of those medicines have been killing people for a long time. Prescribed medicines been killing people.
And
I noticed too.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to call back in 2 seconds because my app is about to shut me off. So look at the switchboard, Teo Bobby, because I'm going to call back in about 10 seconds.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, Bobby, another thing is, it's crazy. Like, we did, one of the previous conspiracy theories we did, that was quite Joe back already, where we was talking about weather modification. You know what I mean? Because when it comes to this population control thing, it gets deep. It's way more than just COVID-19 vaccine and stuff. It's many facets. I remember we talked about the weather modification. You know, you ever look up in the sky and see those airplanes leaving behind those chemtrails? You ever see that?
Yeah. And you see the sky? You see the airplanes with that smoke coming out the back of it?
That's chemtrails.
That's aluminum.
Yeah.
That's aluminum and other chemicals
that
dumb down
the
population.
Yes.
And it also gives kids
or
people autism. If you know, there's more autism in a lot of people in the hood.
Yeah.
Because these planes are spraying, they secretly spraying aluminum and other chemicals out these planes all over. You can see it. If you go to YouTube and type in chemtrails, then you see a lot of videos with airplanes flying over places. And they get this. I saw a video on it, like an actual video, and it had all what they put in it, and they showed it inside the plane. Like, they literally showed it inside the plane.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen that too,
And talked about...
Yeah, I thought them pilots should be ashamed of themselves. Like, you couldn't pay me $1 million to spray deadly chemicals into the atmosphere. Of course, they try to say, well, you know, it's global warming, and because of global warming, the planet's heating up, they're using that to reflect that sunlight because the global warming is out of control.
Yeah,
and it's like, no, you are killing people. Like, you are affecting, hurting, and killing people with that crap.
Yeah, you're talking about...
You're going to cause a lot of people to get sick.
Global warming is... Listen, man, we need the sun. We need the sun's rays for vitamin D. We need it. So by spraying aluminum stuff to try to block the sun, first of all, you're playing God. You want to block the sun. And now you're turning people with the chemtrails, with the aluminum falling from the sky, and people breathing it up, breathing it in. And kids are getting sick and don't know why. And get this, you cannot sue Big Pharma. You can't sue Big Pharma. Like, they can give you all types of illnesses, but you can't sue them for any type of compensation for messing up your child, got him on medication because he's walking, he's taking off his clothes because he just don't know what he's doing and things like that. And you know what I'm saying? And just mentally gone. You know what I'm saying?
Check it out.
Yeah.
Because there's a difference from contrails and chemtrails. Contrails are essentially not that harmful, like, if harmful. But chemtrails is the ones. You can tell the difference from the real, real thick. Have you ever seen a clear blue sky? Clear blue skies. And after about 2 hours of them flying them planes around, putting them chemtrails all over the place, now the whole sky is cloudy. But they're not natural clouds. They're man-made from those chemicals. And then that stuff rains down on us. That rains down on us. Just think about that.
That's exactly what I was saying.
It's crazy.
That's exactly what I was saying. Yeah.
Yeah, and then, I'm on YouTube right now, right? I typed in chemtrails. Mm-hmm. I remember I used to watch this stuff. And I would find some of the videos. I'm seeing videos, but you know what videos I'm getting? Chemtrails, widespread conspiracy theory debunks. See what I'm saying? You see what they're doing?
Yeah.
Debunks. I can do the same thing with 9/11. 9/11 conspiracy theories debunked. Where's all the other videos with the hard evidence? Why are they not there? You know what I mean? You
and
might
that,
have some that's still working with the other argument. But, yeah, censorship is real, man.
YouTube.
We have to utilize these new platforms. Like, YouTube used to be our go-to where we could get all the information we need. You know what I mean? But now it's like they become so censored that it's like you can't rely on them no more for the information that would, you know, speak against popular belief. You know what I mean? But speak against, like, what the media tells you, speak against what the government tells you. because the government got their got a hold of them, and you know, it's not what it used to be. It's not what it
the
used
government.
To be.
Fine.
See that? Yeah. They have the military.
The government.
That's why. The government has the military, so if they bring in the military, people don't want to have to deal with the military. And this is why they want to confiscate everybody's weapons, guns, and everything, because they don't want nobody being able to fight back. That's just the truth. They don't want nobody being able to fight back. I'm not saying have arms to go out there and rob a bank and all like that. I'm just saying just for things like this, like you never know what they might try to do in the future. So... You
look
know.
Out for false flags in the future. False flags are going to be the so-called reason why the government's going to want to take away your guns, because a lot of people are going to jump up and start saying, we need gun control, we need gun control. And then the mainstream media will be pushing it, and the government will be pushing it. So if they start trying to take away our guns en masse, we better watch out, because something is coming around the corner. And it's called annihilation. And it's called rounding up and putting you into FEMA camps.
I was just going to ask you about the FEMA camp. What you thought about that? I knew that's where you was going with it.
They're
talking about
that.
They're
not going
to
call it FEMA camps, though. I know. They're going to call it quarantine camps. It's going to be part of the COVID vaccination bullshit. They're going to round up people who haven't been vaccinated, and they're going to find out who hasn't been vaccinated, because they're going to track you through the cell phone, and then they're going to come knocking on your house, because Biden already said they're going to do it. They're going to come and knock it, and they're going to find out who has, who hasn't, and they're going to they've already taken, I think, Child Protective Services has already taken children away from a few families because the families did not get vaccinated. So they're going to do, they're going to step it up. And they're going to really put the hammer down on the Americans in, I'd say, another year.
And then one way, because, you know, they keep getting different variants. So if they keep getting variants that are more stronger than the next, then they can utilize that to force more mandates.
Oh, sure.
Say, hey, this thing out of control. You have to do it now. It's no longer an option to choose.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's right.
Because you're going to make somebody else sick.
They make
them, the Delta variant.
They make them the people that, who haven't been vaccinated. The bad guys, basically.
Mm-hmm.
The bad guys. But get this. The people who have been vaccinated really have it in their system. And I heard that it's actually coming through their pores and leaking, and they can give somebody else the virus because they have it. They've been vaccinated, so that means they have a little bit of it in their system, and they can give it to somebody who doesn't have it because it's already coming through.
That's
your
right.
body is fighting it off, but it's still leaking through your body. It's still escaping your body. So... Someone who got the vaccine can actually give it to somebody who don't have it because they have it in their body. It's leaking. It's coming through the core.
Right.
So, yeah. A lot of people, they don't talk about that, though. They want to debunk everything on YouTube, you know. They don't, like, they always want to, and every time I look at a YouTube video on COVID, they always talk about all the good stuff that it does and the good. Anything that's bad, negative about it, I don't see it. It gets pulled. You know? I know you said you saw something the other day, Joe, but, and you know, I think it's like what you were saying, Tay. I think the algorithms will pick up certain words. So it's how you say things. It's right.
Yeah.
So if you know how to say
things. Well, I know the algorithm does, because I've seen them have a, the person, I forgot, y'all know there's like a woman that's in charge of like running YouTube, right? I don't know her name. I don't remember her name, but it's a woman. She's got like a high executive position. And she was talking about how they use algorithms to try to censor out things because a lot of misinformation and stuff like that. She admitted it already. So
she admitted the algorithms. Wow.
Yeah, yeah,
taken out.
She definitely did. You can look it right up online,
What they call misinformation. What if it's not misinformation? What if it's
people should be able to make their own decisions based on the information they receive.
I typed in
COVID-19, COVID-19 vaccine deadly. Now, what's going to come up?
Well, they'll probably give the name of the movie. Go to see the COVID-19 deadly.
I'm seeing some good news. Now, this is Sam. Let's see. Post-vaccine deaths. Doctor dies after getting COVID-19 vaccine, but it's a question mark. And then post-vaccine deaths. It looks like it's a doctor talking, so I'm willing to bet. His name is Dr. Mike Hansen. I'm willing to bet that that's one of those things that you think is going to speak against it, but it's really going to speak in favor of it. I don't know. I ain't took it yet, but
probably.
I don't know. It's crazy. Like, you scroll down, it's like you just don't find the same information that you used to. And we know this because Bobby just did a video about this on his YouTube channel, and it got pulled. And when I say it got pulled, Joe, it was pulled within 5 minutes. Even if they had people...
5 minutes?
That could...
That's
what I'm saying.
Yeah,
but the content was like 10 minutes. So a person wouldn't even have enough time to listen to it to see if it violated the rules. They used the algorithm to remove it.
Holy God.
Exactly. Yeah.
I wonder how serious Facebook is. Jesus.
That's
shit.
Why we need platforms like BTR, because BTR has never taken away our voice. They have never they have never flagged us. They have never removed our content. That's the one thing I respect about this platform. And we're talking. We ain't just typing. Mm. We're talking. And we can share these conversations all across social media. You know what I mean? Because if we try to have the same this same conversation we have right now, if we post this conversation on YouTube, it's going to get flagged. That's going to be another strike. And if you get, like, two or three, like, about three of them, you're done. Channel gone.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So we have to utilize platforms like this because they're not going to go for it on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, any of the big corporate social media.
Any of the big tech. That's right.
Yes.
You have to go to Gab, Telegraph, Parler, Rumble, Frank Speech, and Band.Dot Videos is Alex Jones. I don't think you can upload there. But with the ones that
you can find some information, though.
Oh, you can find a lot of information.
Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding? Alex Jones? He's right. He's like what he says. He's at the tip of the spear. He's got a lot of good guests on too, which talk about the vaccine, COVID. He had a guest on. He had a clip of a particular woman who talked to Jesse Ventura years ago, and she said she was in hiding. This was about 10 years ago when Jesse Ventura had his conspiracy theory show, and she said
I
she
remember
knew
that
about
show.
What
I
the
remember
plan.
That. Mm-hmm.
You saw? I didn't see it. I heard about it through Alex Jones. She was visited by Jesse Ventura. Alex Jones was also a sidekick of Jesse Ventura at that time, but Alex Jones wasn't there. Jesse was talking to her, and this woman, I think she's a doctor, she said she came in by plane just for an hour, just so she could talk to Ventura and get on the show, and then she's going to go back to Spain or Argentina, wherever the fuck she came from. She's an American, but she's not going to stay in America because she knew what was going to happen. She knew the elite, and she knew they would kill her. So she's talking about how in a few years, okay, there's going to be a virus breakout. And then as a result of the virus breakout, there's going to be quarantine, there's going to be lockdowns, and there's going to be a vaccine, but the vaccine is not going to be there to help people. It's there to kill you. This is like 8 years ago. So all of this has been planned a long time ago.
Yeah,
Yeah, I remember Obama had when he was one of his speeches or whatever, and he was saying like, within the next X amount of years, the next 5-10 years or something, it's going to be a virus that's going to come, and we got to be ready for it. How was he able to accurately predict this? What's really going on?
Mm. Well, people think that he's behind.
They knew about this.
You know. Yeah.
Exactly.
They think that it's been planned for years. It's been planned for a long, long time. And,
yeah.
This
is a massive operation.
Yeah.
This is a massive operation.
Global. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, people don't believe it, though. You know. Oh, do you know how brainwashed people are?
Look.
Oh, my God.
You know, they think we the ones with tinfoil hats. But the people that believe everything the government and media tell them, they're the ones with the tinfoil hats.
Oh,
it's really
got,
the other way around.
Oh, man. They got it. Oh, yeah. I mean, and they look stupid in those tinfoil hats, too. They have people who are nurses, okay? Nurses. First responders, first line responders are telling their parents, do not take the vaccine. Do you know the parents have gone ahead and taken the vaccine? And then when they took it the first time, they got sick. And do you know these fucking assholes went back and got it again, got a second shot?
Wow.
They didn't listen to their daughters. And their daughters are nurses. They work with COVID patients. They work with this. And they're telling dad, mom, don't do it. But they did it anyway. And when they got sick, they still went back to get the shot. That's how brainwashed we are. We're a fucked up, brainwashed, brain dead country. It's amazing. Mm.
Right, and we don't
fight
back against the government in New York. Like other states, they don't let government just dictate everything without them all getting together as a a city or state, and then and fighting back with, protesting and all that. I'm not saying, attacking people, but just with the sticking together and protesting and making, government, their government make changes and reverse them, send them packing and just, do other things. New York City doesn't, it just, for some reason, it's a big city, but they don't seem to stick together.
They're not doing anything there? Oh,
they
yeah?
don't really seem to be doing much. I mean, it would have to be something really, I guess, what they consider serious, but little things, certain things like this, where I feel serious, and they're not doing nothing. I was like, I'm like, wow, like the way they handle things here. And I love my city. I was born here in New York, but, we need to get together. And it's a big city, so we need to really stop being so,
you know why it's like that, Bobby? Because I just heard today, before I called you guys, I was talking to somebody, and he was getting information from somebody he knows from New York. He said that this guy told him that in one of the boroughs, because I think there are 5 boroughs, in one of the boroughs called Queens, there's a Queens borough. And he said, in that borough, I couldn't believe this. You guys are not going to believe me. Maybe, Bobby, since you live there, you might believe me. There's supposed to be 125 languages spoken. 124 languages spoken in that borough alone. I'm saying to myself, wait a minute. 124 languages? 124 different fucking people are in that fucking borough? You've got to be kidding me. No. He said, there's over 200 nationalities in that borough. I said, oh, you got to be kidding me. That's what the guy said. But they speak 124 different languages. I said, oh, my fuck. No wonder fucking New York is all fucked up. Nobody can get together because everybody comes together.
Yeah.
They
can't even communicate.
Right.
I wanted to ask y'all something, right? Check this out. Now, what if, we watch, if you, for the people that do, if you watch TV, if you like to go to the TV for your news source, and regardless if you turn on Fox, MSNBC, CNN, whatever, you know, you hear what you hear, whatever, right? But you don't really hear much like speaking against, like, let's say, the vaccine, right? You know what I mean? Now, what if you could turn to a mainstream news station that would give the other argument, the counter argument, the don't take the vaccine because of this and that? And I'm talking about mainstream sponsored commercials, just as protected as any of these other platforms, but with the counter argument. Then that would definitely change things, because some people, you know, you got some people that's older, from the older generation, the boomers and stuff, like they're not from the social media era. They're not really computer people like that. They mostly get their information from TV. So you have the other argument being represented on a source that people feel as though it's respected because it's mainstream. We all know people always, we're all brainwashed. We follow the main source. We follow that big advertisements and the bright lights. Just imagine if we could have, you know, these, like, stations and stuff that could be on TV and everything, still have advertisement the whole nine, and they can still have the other argument. Then it would be a different conversation. But, of course, they're not going to allow that to happen. And that lets you know that regardless of Democrat, Republican, or whatever, at the end of the day, all of these governments, these branches of government are all in bed together on the grand scale of things. But
Exactly. The
higher up the ladder you go, the more you start to see them in bed together with a glass of wine. You know what I mean? Because they're not allowing certain information and certain, you know, arguments and stuff to be made. They're shutting you down immediately. Immediately. You will lose your job. Let's you work for one of these stations and you say, you know what, this is what I think. Fired. It's no difference, but you're fired. As soon as you give your personal opinion, fired. So we have to go to other channels to get out information.
Yeah.
You see, have you guys ever seen this documentary called 1984, The New World Order?
No.
This was made in 1984, and this tells you a lot about what's going on today. Basically, it says explore disturbing theories hiding in the shadows of everyday life in this documentary. New World Order unveils the conspiracy of a global elite intent on ruling all, connected to drugs, financial corruption, and other social ills. 1984, and it's not long, but it's something to that's been out for a while, talking about what's going on to this day, and it came out back then. So this
I'm
going to
recommend
going
that.
Yes, New World
when
War.
I go to my the 1984, the documentary. I'm going to recommend that to the show that I go to on Saturday, because the host there, he has people who listen, who send them clips all throughout the show. So I'm going to recommend to him to download 1984, the documentary. He'll play a clip from there.
Okay.
This is important. These conversations, us getting on these platforms, sharing this information, because where else you going to get it? Where else you going to get it? The people that's kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place, they're like, I don't know, it don't feel right, but I don't have no information to show me that what I'm hearing from media is wrong, but it don't feel right. They need sources, so it's important for us to have these conversations, to put out the sources so people can find the information and make the decision for themselves. That's all we're saying. Like, let people make decisions for themselves. Stop trying to make decisions for people. Stop trying to make people take a vaccine that they don't want to take. You know what I mean? Stop trying to make people do things they don't want. Stop trying to make people have to accept. Go ahead, Joe.
Poor Tay, here you are thinking again that if you actually give people a choice, that they're actually going to take advantage of it. Come on. You've been in discussions with liberals. Do they actually listen to the what the fuck you say? You're right, but they just don't listen. They don't listen. You can give them, you can give them facts and figures. Alex Jones said the other day, he said about 3 or 4 days ago, his own family took the fucking vaccine. His own family doesn't even believe him.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. It's, okay. Like I said, I don't tell people what to do. Like, I was kind of, like, me personally, like, I found out my sister took the vaccine. I didn't say anything. I was like, oh, man, you know. I kept going, like,
right.
Oh, man. I was just concerned for her, like, my sister. But, you know, she took it. And I was, well, I don't know, but she did it. So I was kind of like,
oh, I mean, because you can't, you know, hey, like, it's not, like, when somebody makes a decision, you got to honor it. Like, all right,
yeah.
You don't have to agree with it, but it's like, as long as that
right.
person makes the decision for themselves,
right.
like, this is what I want to do. I heard both sides of the argument to someone, do, okay, that's your life, that's your body, you do what you do. But
right.
at least have access to the information to make a decision for yourself, because what more can we ask? Because then if we try to guilt them for doing it, it's like, then we're no better. Then, you know, we got to allow
right.
people to make the decision for themselves. But it's important that we have the information to make
right.
the decision. A lot of people
decision.
Going into this blinded. They don't even have access to the information. One thing they know
you
is MSNBC
right. you know
told me to do it, so I'm going to do it.
And see, there you go.
Oh,
some people just listen. Some people just believe everything mainstream media news and what the government is telling. They just follow the government. They just say, oh, listen to the government. They know what they're talking about. They're smart. They're so educated. And they just follow the leader. That's what people
yep,
do.
Yep, exactly. That's
they,
a good point. They're smart, educated, got all these big degrees
got the white,
and stuff. And,
they got the white jacket
yeah.
on. They look so clean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they just listen. You know,
they have to know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
They're
right.
on TV.
They have, right. They want, there you go. And a lot
you
of
know what,
doing
you know what I mean?
Unconstitutional. Yeah.
You know what I would
right.
do? I have the best relatives that I ever had. I'm talking about treasure trove relatives. I actually have 3 relatives. I wish everybody in the world were like them. They're all dead now. But if they were alive today, and if they thought about taking the vaccine, I would go over to their houses, all 3 of them. I would take the information with me, and I would sit them down, and I would discuss it with them for an hour or two. And if they still didn't listen, I would threaten them. These 3 I would do. The other members of my family, I would threaten them. But the other members of my family, I would leave them alone, do what you want to do. But these 3 were so special that if I had to fucking slap them around to save their lives, I think I would do it. I would insist upon sitting down and showing them the information that I've got. Because they would never do it on their own, you know? They were too busy. I mean, they're all married. So they're all married. Well, my uncle wasn't married. Oh, yes, he was. He got married later. And they would have a family to raise, you know, and kids to raise and all that kind of stuff. My uncle never had kids, but you know, he adopted kids. So they would be busy. But I would sit down with them and insist upon it. And I think, I would hope that, because these 3 relatives, you talk about kind people. Not because they were my relatives. They treated everybody the same way they treated me. They were special people. And I wouldn't
awesome.
Want them to die early. I would sit down. But other
good
members
people,
of my family,
yeah,
I would say, look.
Good people with you.
Good.
Right, you want them taking over action.
Yeah. You know, I think I would threaten them. I would say, hey, cuz, you even think about taking the vaccine now, I'm coming back. And it's going to be me, you, and your husband. You hear? Okay. Because she meant that much to me. My uncle meant that much to me. My aunt meant that much to me. My other relatives, you know, they're all grown. They all went to good schools. They all got good grades and all that kind of good shit. They can read and write English. They can decide on their own. But those 3, Nah, I want to save your life. But too, but they're gone now. There's nothing I can do, so.
Yeah. Well,
yeah,
this,
no,
well,
this I understand that. I definitely understand that. Yeah. That's why I was kind of like,
you know,
wow, when I heard my sister took it, because, you know, I definitely
that had to hit you right in the heart, Bobby.
Yeah.
That had to hit you right in the heart. What do you do? You can't say to your sister, hey,
yeah,
look,
I mean,
I'll beat the shit out of you if you take the fucking...
Right.
Right. You can't say I'll beat the shit out of you if you take the vaccine. You know, you
and
want to. You want
not,
to say,
like, that's
yeah,
going to be an argument, too. Like, if you try to guilt trip them after the fact, that might just be an argument that's not worth having, what they did with their body, you know?
Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah. But I'm glad we're at least able to put this information out there to at least, you know, so you never know. It might be five people that listen to this that might be like, you know what? No, I'm not gonna do it. You know what I mean? And that, you know, you never know who you might impact. You know what I mean? Because most of the people you impact, you'll never know. You'll never know.
Exactly.
You impact more people from afar than you do up close.
You see what you just said?
You never know who's watching,
the
who's listening.
Right. The other day, I went to see my mom's, right? And I went to upstairs to see my nephew. And my nephew, he was listening to some music, some hip-hop, right? And I started playing a song. Just playing something off YouTube, old school hip hop song, and he was like rapping to it. I didn't know he knew it. I was like, oh, okay, you know. He said, yeah, I remember it from you. You used to play it back when you was at, you know, living with moms years ago, like back in the '90s or late '80s. I was like, you know, and I was like,
like,
wow.
Like who, Bobby? Run DMZ, Will Smith. Who are you listening to?
I was listening to KRS-One. KRS-One. He's from the Bronx, from New York, Bronx rapper, KRS-One, from Boogie Down Productions. And he said he remembered me playing the song, or, you know, playing music. He remembered a lot of stuff I didn't know. I was like, wow, you remember stuff so he got stuff that I didn't even know, like, from me, you know, that I didn't realize. So like Tay was just saying, like, you never know who you impact with what you do, you know. When he said that, I was like, wow. Yeah, I was like, okay, you know. Yeah,
that would be nice if we could make an impact.
Oh, hey, Joe.
Yeah,
we're gonna be doing that UFO show real soon. I know you said you were into that stuff, so we would love to have you join us on that conversation.
And if you come on, we got two people. I'm glad you brought that up. Two people on the show every Saturday who are into it as well. They believe in aliens. They believe in some other stuff too. So. You would have a ball with those two.
I will tell you this. I mean, personally, I think there's other life in another universe. If there's life here, and you got to remember something, there's a lot of suns. It's not just this Earth revolves around this sun, and a star is a sun. So how many planets are revolving around that star or that sun where it's a certain amount of miles away, like the Earth is from this, our sun, and there's life there. Because there's life.
Never know. It's a lot of food for thought. Let's hold that conversation for that show, because we're going to have it next week. But we got to do our 9/11 tribute because it's the 20-year anniversary. So we're going to do that next week, and the following week we'll have a UFO show. So that's going to be very interesting. We got to touch on that 20-year anniversary. That's next week. Anybody have any last statements that they want to make before we get out of here?
Well, I will say this. Anybody have something that they want to share with the people, make sure you watch how you say it. I'm not saying don't watch how you say it on YouTube or certain platforms, certain social media platforms. Watch how you say it, because the algorithm will cause your content to get taken down. So definitely watch how you, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. So just be careful with that. Watch how you say it so you can keep your content up and running. So, yeah, so that's what I got to say on that. Anybody else?
Joe, you got any last statements?
Well, I hope everybody who's listening, do your research. And know it takes time. It's very arduous. It takes me 2 hours a night to do research. But I do it except for Saturdays and Sundays. Because I don't want to do it on Saturdays and Sundays and spend 2 hours on a Saturday and 2 hours on a Sunday doing it. I just make it up on Monday. So, but I do 2 hours worth of research to take a look at the both sides of an issue to see what's going on. And mainstream media folks, they are lying to you. Okay? So that's all I got to say for now.
Okay. I was going to say, you know, this is Conspiracy Theories Part 4, Censorship and Population Control. I want to shout out to Joe for coming and hanging out with us. As always, and shout out to my boy Bobby G, my partner in crime. We got a lot of things in the works, so we looking out for that. This is the Real Talk Radio. Taylor, Bobby G, and Joe. We out of here. We see y'all next week. Peace.
Peace out.